Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the north. I can see Scugog, Ontario. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. And this podcast is produced in partnership with ProfitGuide.com. Today, we're definitely going to have fun. Brian Gracon is with us. Brian is the president of Brian Gracon and Associates. He's the author of Meconomics 101. Brian, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you very much, Robert. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
Well, I am excited to talk to you because I understand a little bit about Meconomics, but I want you to step back a bit, tell us about yourself and how you came to write Meconomics in the first place. In fact, what is Meconomics?
Let's start with a phrase that most of your listeners are familiar with, you know, what's in it for me, the customer point of view of why I should make a purchase. I combine that with the term economics to come up with the trademark term Meconomics. And the heritage of that term is during the recession a number of years ago, I had some clients that caused me to stop at a mall on the way back from meetings for dinner or something like that. And I noticed that even though it was the recession, mall parking lots were still crowded, especially on the weekends. Restaurants had long lines. Spa and nail salons had waiting lines. I tried to understand what was going on. I thought we were in a recession and people didn't have any money. So I asked myself, I wonder if there are any businesses that aren't in a recession, that are essentially recession-proof. And it turns out there were many, from luxury car dealers to tattoo shops to nail salons to cosmetic companies. A number of companies never saw a recession. That led to the question, what are they doing in their offering and their products and their marketing that makes them recession-proof? And I came to the concept of Meconomics as a way to explain what they were doing successfully and something I might be able to share with a lot of other businesses.
Well, before we get into that, how did you stumble into Meconomics? What were you doing before writing Meconomics 101? And the website is meconomics101.com.
I've got 20 years experience designing and presenting training programs for clients, all the way from strategy development through being the guy up on the stage delivering a workshop. Some of my clients included Coca-Cola and Walmart. I was actually working as an associate with a Canadian company, Prospero Learning Solutions, in Toronto and Montreal on those accounts, and you start developing a set of marketing lenses that you look at the world through. So that sensitized me to the whole marketing question, combined with the observation of what was going on in the recession, made me pursue Meconomics concepts and how can I bring that to a lot of businesses.
Well, it really is fascinating. Tell us about the three strategies that underline Meconomics.
We like rules of three, and I found three common threads running through the successful marketing strategies of those recession-proof companies, but also many other companies since. If you can appeal to a consumer's interest in enhancing their self-image, maybe even help them create a self-image, or entertain them, or pamper them, those were three common threads and very strong strategies for developing and marketing a product or a service. Meconomics has, I call them three lenses because you look at the world that way, self-image, entertainment, and pamper as those three common strategies that people can use for business success.
You know, it sounds like you've discovered selfies.
Something like that.
So let's talk about a success story, about a business that successfully implemented the Meconomics strategies. I mean, I love this self-image and pampering, but how do we work it into business?
Sure. I'm going to use a business I'm familiar with. It's called The Carpet Girl. It's actually a flooring store in New Jersey in the States. It's run by Diane Grossman. She really implements Meconomics strategies in creative ways and very successfully. She started her business in 2012, and she's doubled her revenues every year since. That's my definition of success. You might not think that somebody who's selling flooring would have the fourth quarter of a fiscal year and the calendar year as their best quarter, you know, because they're in competition with the holidays and travel and electronics and, you know, a lot of things that you might think consumers would rather buy. But her fourth quarter is her strongest quarter. And let's dissect why for half a minute. She basically has a campaign in the fourth quarter that says, is your home ready for the holidays? Now, if you think about that from the perspective of those three lenses I described, that's a self-image question, right? What are people going to think if they're in your home? What's your self-image as an entertainer, as a hostess? Are you ready for the holidays? Of course, those holiday events are all about entertaining guests and family and members, so entertainment plays into that. And from a pampering standpoint, that's how you want to treat your guests. So she's got a very strong marketing campaign, first of all. Is your home ready for the holidays? She takes it even further in terms of her business processes and strategies. She operates by appointment only. Most flooring stores don't do that. It's walk in and you hope there's somebody there to take care of you. But her thinking is you make an appointment to see a dentist or a doctor. Why not make an appointment for this multi-$1,000 purchase of new flooring for your home that you're going to live with for quite a while? She does not put prices on her products in her showroom. She makes sure she gets the right product for the customer. Then they talk about how much it's going to cost. That's to some degree a pampering approach too. Let's make sure you're not limited by your budget, at least in your initial dreaming. She uses as a tagline the phrase, your friend in flooring. She doesn't talk about her prices. She doesn't talk about her sales. She doesn't talk technical issues and warranties. It's your friend. Most customers for flooring are women, and she wants to be a friend. It's like they're going shopping with friends, and this is a friend who will give you an honest opinion as to whether that's a good product or not. And the last thing I'll mention is she also uses as a bit of a slogan, the most fun you'll ever have buying flooring. So that's entertainment at work as part of the sales experience.
So self-image, pampering, entertainment, it sounds pretty straightforward and actually pretty easy. But I imagine there's a real challenge to working these strategies into our listeners' marketing and sales processes. Can we address how you integrate these things?
Yeah, and that's a great point you just made, Robert, because you have to integrate across all of your customer touch points. Marketing, selling, and staffing, the people who talk to your customers, that has to be an integrated strategy. From a marketing standpoint, for example, I advise people to do an audit of their customer base. Not demographics in terms of age and income and so forth, but what I'll call emographics, the emotional makeup, and specifically the self-image composition of your target customers. That way you can target your marketing to those self-images. When it comes to the sales process, I don't like some of the terms used in a classical sales process, terms like qualifying customers. If anything these days, because of the internet, customers are qualifying you. You're not qualifying them. They want to see if you're the person they should give their business to. So I like to learn about the customers, and I advise my clients on specific techniques they can use when they're asking questions to customers to discover self-image, to discover the relative importance of self-image and entertainment and pamper to the customer, the emotional wants they have. And I specifically advise them to talk about customer wants, not just customer needs. I don't like the phrase needs states, classical marketing. I like wants states because emotion's much more powerful.
So give us an example of a couple of questions you would direct your clients to ask.
I would have them go to a customer and say things like, do you entertain much? I'll stay with flooring since we're using that example. Rather than, how hard are your kids? Or what kind of warranty are you interested in? Or how thick should the carpet be? But do you entertain much? Oh, really? You're a good mom. You want the best for your family? Let's make sure that you give them the best because you know what? Your family deserves the best. Now, let me show you my best products. Would that be okay? And that's a pampering approach. Some businesses may sell cash and carry. At that point, you want to find out if the customer is a do-it-yourself kind of customer and how handy they are with tools. So you address questions that are going to discover that rather than starting with, how much is your budget? Let's learn about the customer first, especially in this case in the self-image arena.
Now, how do we work these kind of strategies? Again, self-image, entertainment, pampering. How do we work these strategies into hiring, training, and coaching practices in a business?
A lot of times when people are being interviewed for a position, the questions are how much experience do you have, maybe even how much business have you written in the past, and so forth. I would add to that list of questions things like the following. How do you feel about working with a customer who wants to be pampered? And if a potential salesperson says, I can't stand them, I think that's ridiculous, then maybe that's not somebody you want to hire if you're aiming at customers who want to be pampered. You might ask them, give me an example of when a customer seemed really happy to be working with you. What did you do that made them happy? Or if entertainment is part of your strategy, what do you think we can do around here to make this a more fun shopping experience for the customer? Those are not classical interview questions, but those are questions that Meconomics would say are potentially really important questions.
So let me get a little selfish here. As you know, or you might recall, I'm the managing partner of a local firm of chartered accountants, Bennett Gould LLP in Toronto, and I'm interviewing accounting staff and CPAs and CAs. What questions do I pose to them to bring out these Meconomics strategies?
The broader question, I think, of what you're asking is, what's the B2B part of this?
Let's move to that, the B2B part, absolutely.
And there is a B2B version of Meconomics. When I say self-image, in the business world, that's really the brand of the vendor and the brand of the customer. That's the self-image. Is there alignment of those brands? That's going to increase your likelihood of getting a deal. And now when I'm interviewing people to join my firm, I want to know about their personal brands. And does their self-image align with my business's self-image, which I'm hoping aligns with the self-image of the clients I'm pursuing? So that's the self-image. Image part of things. The entertain part of things, you know, it's not all about having a lot of giggles and going bowling with potential clients, but it's about making the process of discovery and proposals and so forth simple. Because a version of entertainment isn't just the giggles, but it's also simplification and lack of stress. So are we going to be able to have a simple process and a straightforward and an honest process with clients? That's what entertainment is about in B2B context. And then pampering is really about custom solutions. That's listening to clients and then presenting them exactly the right solution for their needs is pampering. The model works in a B2B context. And as I'm interviewing people, I would want to make sure they can fit within that model or be trainable within that model. We talked a minute ago about hiring, but there's a training version, which is as you train people in your business processes, products, and services, let's make sure we work these three lenses into the training and skill development so it works for them too.
Now, I'm afraid I might be asking a redundant question here, but if any of our audience, national audience of entrepreneurs, business owners, managers, they want to do this, they want to get a leg up on the Meconomic strategy, I think you might have addressed it, but I think there's more to it. Where should we actually start? How do we do step one here?
Let me give you this in the context of three tips to get started. You've asked about the first one. I think it starts with an audit of your customer base, either your historical customer base or starting today, your customer base in terms of self-image. Because marketing should appeal to self-image, product and service development should appeal to the customer's self-image and their wants, as I described them earlier. I think that's where it starts. And then you adjust your offering and your marketing accordingly to target those self-images. So that would be tip number one. My second tip would be an audit of your sales process. Does it provide an enjoyable experience or at least a simple, low-stress experience? And any changes you plan to make to your process, does it enhance that experience? And the third tip I would give is about staffing. Make sure you look at your hiring process and your questions. We gave a few examples a couple minutes ago of questions you might add to your hiring process aligned with Meconomics, and then make sure your training programs and your coaching strategies align as well. Those are the three specific tips I would give.
I'm quite fascinated by what's on your website, Meconomics101.com. So why don't we wrap up by you filling us in a little more about how we learn more about Meconomics and what we can get else from the website.
Sure. Meconomics 101 is not only the website address, but it's also the title of a book that I had published earlier this year. It's available print and digital at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and many other outlets. I'm also a pretty active LinkedIn blogger, so I'd refer people to my LinkedIn profile and access to the blogs there. I publish a blog just about weekly, and many of them are about Meconomics, so people can go there. I also moderate a LinkedIn group whose title is Increase Retail Sales, Training on Meconomics, and people can join that group to make sure they get all those blog posts. Several different ways of getting more information.
Well, it is fascinating. And also on the Meconomics101.com website, there is a tab for blog posts. There's a whole bunch of blog posts that take you right to the LinkedIn page. So well done, Brian, and is a fascinating subject. And I can't wait to dive into the book myself. Brian Grakun, President, Brian Grakun and Associates, and the author of Meconomics 101. Brian, thank you for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
You're very welcome, Robert. Thank you very much.
It was fascinating. Until next time, I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. If you want to know about our self-image, check us out at bennettgold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, Scugog, Ontario.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at bennettgold.ca.